Welcome to the Parenting is Hard Work podcast. This is Dr. Scott Taransky, and I'm here with Elena Schvetzlot from the Netherlands. And we get together regularly just to talk about parenting and allow you to listen in and hear about some of the solutions that a heart-based approach brings to family life. Today, we're going to address a very important and significant area of family life. And I think you're going to find it to be strategic as you work with your kids and understand how to bless them in the most strategic way, even when you're trying to bring change in the life of a child. So, Elena, I'm grateful that you're with me today.
Yes, Dr. Scott, hi. And hi to all of you listening. And indeed, today we will be talking about a very important topic close to my heart, something that we really don't maybe talk enough of. And it's such a fundamental part of our relationship with our children, and that is our relationship with them. We focus a lot on disciplining, correction. We want for them to follow tasks, to do what we're asking them to do. And maybe sometimes we forget how important it is also to build a strong relationship with our children, a strong connection with them. And I'm looking at your book, Dr. Scott, The Christian Parenting Handbook, which is a very, very handy book with 50 heart-based strategies for all the stages of your children's life. And here in one of the chapters, you write, children can only take as much pressure as the relationship will allow. Would you care to introduce that a bit more in detail for us?
Yes, I think that what happens in many families, even families I work with, is that parents come to this understanding where they realize that their child needs more pressure. You know, we've got to be more firm here. Our current plan isn't working. We're going to start engaging in some strategy. And so the parents want to then start moving into their plan, which they realize is a good one because I've given it to them, you know, or we worked on developing some structures that are necessary. You know, this child can't go to the party on Friday night, or this child can't have a cell phone right now because of the grades and how the cell phone's hindering their grade, or we have to limit the cell phone or something like that. And so one of the things though I caution parents about is this, that pressure is going to be important. It's firmness that builds character in children. There's no doubt that parental firmness is going to be on the table in order to help children to change. It's just part of what God has called us to do, and that is to discipline and train children. But you don't just jump into that. And so many times the first tasks I give to a parent have to do with the relationship building. What can you do to build relationship? And that's kind of nebulous. So I give parents a very specific task to do. I say, here's what you want to do in order to build relationship. You want to emotionally connect and celebrate it. You emotionally connect and celebrate it. What that does is it changes what children believe about kind of the position that you're on with them. You're not the opponent on the other side of the net, competing with them in some ways, but rather you're the parent who is on their side, trying to help them to grow and develop. So this is going to be a very important to help children move forward in a way that that can grow. So it's not just connecting, like doing something fun or doing something, doing a meal together or cooking the meal together or joking around a little bit or reading a story together. It can be any of those things, but the key thing then is to celebrate it, and that celebration is a statement that says something like uses we and together in the same sentence. We and together. So we sure enjoy playing together, or when we cook together, we make great meals, don't we? Or something along that line. So essentially what we're doing is helping kids change what they believe. This isn't, you know, I'm the bad guy here, but we're really on the same page. So that those are the, this idea of connecting and then celebrating it turns the lights on in a child's heart. And that's important because the pressure that we're going to have in that child's life is going to create tension. It generally does. But if we're somehow strengthening the relationship in the midst of that, then really good things can happen. So I highly recommend that we engage in relationship building exercises in addition to the pressure, not in place of the pressure, but in addition to the pressure. So let me stop there for a minute. I got some other things I want to say, but I'll let you respond there.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely right. And I think that a lot of parents have challenges in finding that balance between firmness and relationship. And I think some parents are scared sometimes that building a relationship with their children will soften and they won't be able to be, you know, firm anymore, or their children won't take them serious. And parents are different and unique in their parenting style, and I can understand those kind of challenges and worries. However, I think just what you are saying, Dr. Scott, I think it's important to realize that the relationship softens the heart of a child. When you become close to a child, they will listen. They will follow with things in a different way than when it's only completely based on firmness and fully focused on giving commands and instructing continuously. And I think maybe we don't realize, but children need to be listened to. You know, they also we need to ask questions. We are to show interest in our children, in their lives, in what's happening in their lives. We need to find out as parents what is going on, who they're playing with at school. So I think in also through those kind of questions and showing interest, we can really start building a relationship. Because sometimes I think children can feel a bit left out, and they're at home after school, and all we want to focus on is you know, the tasks they need to do or things they need to do. So, but perhaps what we could talk a bit more in detail, Dr. Scott, is how can we as parents work to become friends with our children, but also to keep that balance good? And so, you know, we are friends, but they also understand that there is a difference there, and they still need to listen to us when we give them tasks to follow.
Yes, it's a good question. I think that an overemphasis on buddy-buddy kind of relationships can weaken the idea of authority. So we have to balance relationship and authority. I think some parents come to the conclusion, my kids never listen to me. And so they're frustrated with that. But the reality is sometimes they're doing something really good in family life. And that good thing is that they're trying to strengthen relationship, function as a team. We're working together as a family. You know, all of those things, which are great. But in doing so, sometimes we minimize the importance of the authority side of parenting. So that's going to be very important for us to emphasize that the authority part is also key. And if parents can be authoritative with their children, I'm not talking about being mean to them, but you know, there is an authority situation set up in the family. I have a responsibility to give you instructions and to correct you and set limits and so on. So when I do that, you need to be able to pay attention and listen. And at the same time, though, I think that the relationship helps us to prevent the continual discord and challenges that sometimes take place in that dynamic. So very important to have both firmness and relationship. Today, we're really emphasizing the relational side of things and trying to do that in some good and positive ways.
Dr. Scott, how would you advise parents with children at different ages to build relationships?
Well, okay, let's talk about, some people think it's easier to build relationships with babies or preschoolers. And maybe it is in some ways because, you know, you can build a tent out of a sheet and you can cuddle together, or you can laugh and tickle. And so there are some simple ways that we can do that with young children. When we come to older children, it requires more thoughtfulness, more conversation. It doesn't have to be spend a lot of money or go to a concert or, I mean, those things are great if you can afford them and they're nice, but there's still the simple things in life of working together on a project, like cleaning out a closet or repurposing a drawer or going through some old clothes of the child's. I mean, all of those could be ways to connect for some kids. You have to know your child. But an older child, sometimes we're just eating together and listening to them talk, or we're telling them a story, or sometimes we're trying to understand how that video game actually works. You know, we're getting involved in their world in some ways, and that such stretches parents sometimes. But yeah, that's what we're talking about. We're looking for ways to have greater sense of growth and connection with children so that the relationship can remain strong. That's our goal. We want strong relationship because, well, that's why I say children can only take as much pressure as a relationship allows. What that means is that if you keep putting pressure on kids without the relationship, then bad things happen. So we want to do everything we can to keep the relationship level high, even though we have to put pressure on or set limits or say no or those kinds of things.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning a story about spending time with your daughter playing with dolls, which I'm sure it was out of your comfort zone, but that sort of thing builds a strong relationship, and I think we need to really try to understand and also be aware of how our children, what our children like, and how they're different from one another. And so, yeah, that's really a very important advice, Dr. Scott. Thank you for that. One last question from my side. Do you believe that there are things that we as parents can do to, let's say, really damage relationships, or maybe some things you could advise us to steer clear of? And I just would like to know on behalf of other parents, like what would be some of the things that you'd say, okay, this is really a no-no in a relationship with a child.
Well, I think generally speaking, anger episodes are not helpful. I think they damage relationships. I think that sometimes we get too busy, or we think that the things we're already doing with kids are enough. And I think that sometimes that busyness gets in the way of meaningful conversations that could take place. I think that it's helpful to set aside electronics. They get in the way a lot. So no electronics at the table when we're eating dinner or while we're driving in the car or van around. I think those are helpful solutions because electronics can be damaging. The key things is I think if you look at your family and you try to evaluate your family, you'll say, you know what, I think this is getting in the way. And the Lord can direct you to the things that are hindering you. I felt in my family, I'm going to draw attention to that illustration you said earlier, but I was feeling in my family that I was enjoying my children the way I like to enjoy life. In other words, come and play this game with me, or come and do something I want to do. And so I wanted to spend time with my kids kind of in selfish ways, my ways. And I think that what we did in that situation, I told all my kids, I will give you 30 minutes of my time to do anything you want. You decide what you want to do. And so I have five kids, so each of them chose what they want to do. My daughter, she wanted to play dolls. And for me, that was outside of my comfort zone. Yeah, it took me, I mean, it's 30 minutes of I never knew you could do all these things with a doll, dressing and undressing and this back and forth with this and that. And, it was a long 30 minutes for me, but it was me very meaningful for my daughter and that I would give 30 minutes of my time. It's unselfish time. So again, I think that we look for ways that our children can be blessed. And if we don't know what that looks like, we ask them. And they'll often tell us, here's what I think I'd like from you. One of my daughters was bothered that I would pick up my cell phone when it rang when she and I were in a conversation. Well, the fact is, I'm working a lot of times. I happen to be at home and enjoying them, but I'm working. And so I had to enter an agreement with her. I told her, look, if here's what I'm going to do for you, because I value you so much. I said, if my phone rings, I'm going to look at it. And if it's somebody I can ignore, I'm just going to put it on pause and not answer it. But if somebody that I need to talk to, then I will ask you, I'll say, look, can I just be excused for a minute to talk to this person? Just by me saying that to her, she felt valued. And it allowed us to navigate through a what could have been a challenging experience for her. So that, you know, I think that there's just ways that we relate to our children that are not selfish ways. You know, we're thinking about the other person. So I think this was just one of the ways I could do it with my kids.
Yeah, that's really powerful, actually. And also just being aware and listening to our children. Also trying to kind of sense also, because there are also some children who are not so outspoken about things that they don't like, and then they tend to stay quiet and close themselves in, and then it's so difficult to actually, you know, understand or get to know them. So I just want to encourage parents indeed to ask children how can their relationship grow, and what can they do together. And I'm sure there will be activities and there will be things that their children can point them up to if they are old enough. Dr. Scott, are there any words of wisdom that you would like to share with parents at the end of our episode?
Well, I would say this, that God has chosen a relationship as the vehicle through which values and convictions are passed. That's why in Deuteronomy 6, the Bible says that you want to take all these truths I taught you, Moses says, to the people that God has given to me, that I'm passing on to you. You want to put them on your hearts, and then you want to pass them on to your kids. Impress them, it says, on your children when you walk along the way, when you rise up, when you sit down, when you go to sleep. It's those times, those are relational times when you pass on the values that you have. In order to pass on your values and convictions, you need relationship. So one of the main reasons we build relationship, besides just enjoying our children, is so that we can share values and convictions with them. That's God's design. It's the vehicle of a relationship that allows us to do that. So let's look for ways to make that happen.
That's really, really good advice. Thank you so much, Dr. Scott, for all the important knowledge you shared with us. And I want to encourage parents to go back to the episodes we recorded in the past and have a listen also on tension, on firmness, and learn more about how to balance these two things, relationship and firmness. And we will be talking about in more detail in a future episode. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, God bless.